Meet Seren. The character is fictional. The experience is shared by people across London today. This is their story. She works in healthcare in Lewisham North, one of the constituencies where NHS workforce planning has repeatedly failed to connect people who want to train as nurses with the training places that exist but remain unfilled. Her story reveals how Treasury spending limits have created artificial shortages of qualified staff, while empty lecture halls and simulation labs sit unused across South London hospitals.
I grew up in Catford, and I've always known I wanted to be a nurse. My nan spent her last months at University Hospital Lewisham with dementia, and I watched the nurses there work miracles with impossible patient loads. I wanted to be able to do what they did, to have the proper training to make decisions that mattered, not just follow instructions. After my A-levels at Sydenham School, I took a job as a healthcare assistant and spent 3 years saving money and learning everything I could. I figured if I was serious about this, I should prove it. In 2019, I applied to King's College London for adult nursing and got accepted. I was over the moon. Then came the funding application to Health Education England. I filled out every form, provided every document they asked for. The response came back. Unfortunately, the training budget has been capped by Treasury spending limits, and there are no places available for this academic year. I called them to ask what that meant. The woman on the phone was apologetic but clear. There is no funding for additional training places this year. You'll need to apply again next cycle. I applied again in 2020. Same result. We simply don't have the budget for additional training places this year. I applied again in 2021. Same words. Different voice, same script. By then I was starting to wonder what exactly they meant by no budget. I was working full-time as a senior healthcare assistant at Lewisham Hospital, seeing the wards every day, watching qualified nurses run themselves into the ground because there weren't enough of them. The need was right there in front of me. Then I started noticing things that didn't add up. I had to walk through the Nursing Education Centre every day to get to my ward, and entire floors were sitting empty. Lecture halls with rows of empty seats, simulation labs with medical mannequins under dust covers, brand new equipment that looked like it had never been used. I asked the education manager why these rooms weren't being used for training. She looked tired when she answered. "The physical capacity exists," she said. "But Health Education England's budget constraints mean we can't fund any new cohorts. We've got the space, we've got the staff, but we can't get approval for the training budget." Walking through New Cross on my way to work, I kept bumping into former colleagues from my healthcare assistant days. Sarah, who'd been trying to get onto a nursing course for 4 years. Marcus, who'd given up entirely and taken a job in a warehouse. Priya, who was considering moving to Scotland where she'd heard the funding was different. All of them had wanted to train as nurses. All of them had been told the same thing I'd been told. There is no funding. But we were all still here. The people existed. The desire existed. The need certainly existed. Every shift I worked, I saw it. We were short-staffed constantly. Patients waited longer than they should have. Qualified nurses were burning out because they were covering too many patients. And yet, somehow, there was no money to train the people who were standing right there, ready to fill those gaps. The final piece fell into place when I got talking to someone at King's College London. I'd kept in touch with the admissions office, hoping things might change. That's when I discovered that King's had actually reserved 40 unfilled nursing places specifically for South London students. 40 places, just sitting there. The university was ready, the course was designed, the tutors were employed. But Health Education England couldn't release the training budget to fill them. I stared at that number. 40 places. 40 people like me who could have been training right now, who could have been qualifying in 3 years' time, who could have been on the wards helping with the staff shortages that everyone said were inevitable. Instead, those places sat empty, while Health Education England told us, there is no money. That's when I started to understand what was really happening. The government that prints every pound note in my wallet, that creates money when it pays civil servants' salaries and funds NHS budgets, was telling me it couldn't find enough money to train nurses. The same government that had found billions for bank bailouts, that had created money for COVID support schemes, suddenly couldn't manage the budget to connect 40 eager students to 40 empty training places in a hospital that desperately needed more staff. I used to accept the excuse that there was no money. I hear it differently now. The government that prints the notes and mints the coins told me it could not find enough of them to train the people who were standing right there, ready to work. The real question was never about money. It was about whether the people existed, whether the skills could be taught, whether the materials were available. They were. All of them. The excuse was not a fact. It was a choice wrapped in the language of impossibility. It is the same logic as a household that says, we cannot afford it, except a household does not issue its own currency. The government does. The limit was never the money. The limit was the willingness to spend it into the places and the people who needed it. I'm still here, still working as a senior healthcare assistant, still watching the Nursing Education Centre with its empty lecture halls and covered equipment, still seeing the same colleagues struggle with impossible patient loads. But I understand now that this isn't just my story, or just about nursing in South London. This is the story of every constituency where people and needs exist side by side, while someone in Westminster says the cupboard is bare. The cupboard was never bare, they just chose not to open it.
What Seren experienced has a name: fake experts. This technique relies on citing economists or commentators who treat the household budget analogy as self-evident truth, as though repeating it makes it true. Think of how tobacco companies once found doctors willing to say cigarettes were harmless, or how pharmaceutical companies funded studies that downplayed side effects. The credentials were real, but the conclusions served the funders' interests, not the evidence. In Seren's story, every time Health Education England said there is no funding, they were channeling economists who insist government spending works like household spending. Economists say we cannot spend more on health without causing inflation. Which economists? The profession is divided. Many macroeconomists argue the binding constraint is real capacity, not currency. Economists say, without naming them, is an appeal to unnamed authority. The UK government issues its own currency. It does not need to find pounds before it spends them. When Health Education England claimed budget constraints prevented filling those 40 nursing places, they were applying household logic to a currency issuer. The real constraint was never money. It was the empty lecture halls, the available tutors, the eager students. And in Seren's case, all of those existed. The resources existed. The people existed. The decision not to connect them was political, not financial. Lewisham North ranks 158 out of 543 English constituencies for deprivation. English Indices of Deprivation, 2025 MHCLG. The constituency has 750 registered charities, Charity Commission Register. It received £20.4 million in total grants, 360 giving grant NAVI. All sources are published at blockedbritain.co.uk. Blocked Britain tells the stories of people whose lives are shaped by the gap between what Britain needs and what its institutions choose to provide. Every character is fictional. Every situation is drawn from official statistics, produced by Blocked Britain.